Across the world, Hindus, Sikhs, and followers of Jainism are celebrating one of their most important religious festivals, Diwali. This is the Hindu New Year, a time to commemorate the triumph of light over darkness. It's many days of festivities. It began last Saturday. People light candles and oil lamps. They give each other presents. They set off fireworks. They open their windows to welcome in the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi. Producer Miranda Kennedy went out in the streets of New Delhi for a day of Diwali festivities, and she sent us this report.
Diwali seems like it's just one huge noisy party, but the holiday is actually supposed to herald truth and light for the new year. So every year, families clean out their houses and hang them with lights and pray for prosperity. Villagers adorn their holy cows with garlands and bells, and porters scatter marigold petals and candles on their carts. Jai Kumar is out on the streets of Delhi, getting ready for the festivities.
There are two major festivals. One is Diwali and the other is Holi. And Diwali is the festival of lights, you know. So there is a story behind it that is Lord Rama, when he returned back from his exile, you know, and after killing Ravana, who had actually abducted his wife. So they are rejoicing, you know, that Lord Rama has come back.
The most important part of Diwali is offering prayers or puja to the goddess Lakshmi. Sunny owns one of a row of jewelry shops in a busy shopping area. He took me down to the safe below his shop, where he and a Hindu priest perform an annual Diwali puja.
Om Guru Ra Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara Guru Sakshat Parama Brahm Tasmi Sri Gurave Namah.
We all celebrate Diwali while performing puja. So we will have puja of Lord Ganesh and Lakshmi and this one Hanumanji with flowers and with some fruits, some sweets. And after this, we have family together, we have dinner together. This is the way we celebrate Diwali.
Today, Diwali puja is purely Lakshmi's for wealth, for money, for everything, for business.
There's this also, Samji. Do you want this?
It's pretty much expected that you will buy new clothes, jewelry, and gifts at special Diwali fairs like this one in Delhi.
Originally, it started with distributing sweets because sweets are considered to be something very, very auspicious. But then gradually it has got converted into gifts. So it's more like a Christmas, I would say here.
On Diwali Day, most Indians get decked out in their best clothes. Women in brightly colored saris take their freshly scrubbed kids to visit relatives. The festival definitely hits its peak after dark.
It's Diwali night, and I'm here in one of Delhi's central markets in a completely transformed city. The word Diwali actually comes from an ancient Sanskrit word, which means line of lights. Delhi has been transformed, so all around me are people buying firecrackers for the night. They're going to go back home and set off the firecrackers from their roofs in what is probably the biggest party in India all year round. It's after dark in Delhi. Everyone has started letting off their crackers and firecrackers. So now the city is just a great teeming mass of sound and light. All the kids have come out with their families to the balconies and to the street to set off fireworks and light sparklers and do whatever they can to make as much noise as possible. This isn't like a 4th of July fireworks display. There's no grand finale and then everyone goes home. It's just going to go on like this all night because it's completely decentralized. It's just people having fun in that fantastic kind of Indian chaotic way that, you know, could last forever.
It could last forever, but in fact it doesn't. This was the final day of Diwali.